أهلاً وسهلاً. أنا اسمي أستاذ جاي. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً بكم إلى الكتاب Chapter 4, Podcast Episode 1. This podcast covers pages 51 to 60. Of vocabulary words here, as usual. So get those down and let's move right on to تمرين واحد الكلمات الجديدة في البيت. Okay, let's look at a couple examples here. Like, how about number 4? Elizabeth, هي blank في الجامعة ونحن في نفس الصف. Okay, so what I wanted to point out on this is that you see how there's the blank there and then there's this little yeah at the end of it. Basically, they're giving you that as a clue. Well, maybe not so much as a clue, but telling you that that should be on the end of the noun that you put in there, the end of the new vocabulary word. So you could say something like, Elizabeth, هي زميلتي. Okay? And this one I'll just give to you. هي زميلتي في الجامعة ونحن في نفس الصف. And it's, you know, probably a good idea to understand what you're saying in these sentences. I suppose the main purpose of these is to be able to use the vocabulary in contextualized sentences. All right, moving on to تمرين اثنان. Here you'll notice that there's a chart that you can fill in for all the verbs that we've learned so far. Okay, so they give you the pronouns أنا, هو, and هي. And we've done some of that before in our podcasts, so I think you can handle that easily. Maybe I'll just mention a little thing about short vowels. Let's look at the Anna column. It's the top column that goes all the way across. Look at the first letter. We have an Aleph, right? There. Now, on top of that Aleph, sometimes there's a Fatha, sometimes there's a Dhamma. And there are rules for this that we're not going to talk about, but just be aware of that. Make sure you're saying this word correctly. So, I study Adrus, Arif. But once you look at I teach, Udarris. There's a Dhamma, Udarris. Okay? Then Ahfaz and Atadakar. And then the last one, I'll give you a hint, there's also a Dhamma on that one. So what's it going to sound like? It's going to be like Udarris, but it's going to be for the verb Tusafir. Hiya Tusafir. But what about Anna? Okay, moving on to Tamrin Thalatha. Drill 3. Ask your colleagues, find out. So again, we want to make these into second-person questions. What do you do? Right? So like, number 1. Who has a friend studying Chinese or Japanese? Now let's talk about something. We have not yet learned how to say to have. But we did learn how to say I have, only for I. Li. Let's talk real fast about you. It's really easy. It's laka for you, if you're talking to a male. If you're talking to a female, lucky. Okay, so li, laka, lucky. So, and remember our yes-no particle, if we want to ask a yes-no question, hal. So, if we want to say, do you have a friend studying Chinese or Japanese? We could start it with, hal, laka, do you have? And then from there, friend, yeah, you know these. Let's move on to number 6. Who has a relative who travels a lot by plane? Okay? Now, I'm going to do a sentence that's close to this, but it's not the same. But I think this should help. I'm going to give you the sentence, I have a colleague who studies lots. Okay? Li zamil yadrus kathiran. Again, li zamil yadrus kathiran. So that kind of helps you for number 6. Just plug in the different vocab words. And again, the way you would ask, do you have hal laka? And to be completely honest, that's just one of the ways to express the idea to have. We'll talk about more soon enough. Alright, moving on to تمرين أربعة. Drill 4, which is just a review. Read these silently for meaning, then aloud to a partner. Pay attention to the إضافة. Remember what happens if we have a feminine word that has a تم مربوطة as the first word of an إضافة? Or the second word, as long as it's not the final word of the idafa. Remember, the tamar buta is pronounced. So, number 7. Kuntu fi ghurfat zamilati qabl saf. Don't forget those tamar butas. So what's the idafa in that one? Ghurfat zamilati. And we could say, Kuntu fi ghurfat az-zamila. Ghurfat az-zamila, the room of the colleague. That's definite. It's also definite if we put just the suffix ending ya on there, zamilti. But we don't want to have the alif lam and the suffix ending, right? Because that would be redundant. That's like, that it's definite twice. So either ghurfat az-zamila or ghurfat zamilti. Okay, now let's move on to the meat of this chapter, which we find in al-qawa'id, because we're introducing a very important topic, al-fa'il al-mudari'a. Present tense. Some people call it incomplete tense. I'm going to refer to it as present tense. You've learned some verbs with different prefixes for ana, huwa, and hiya. And now they actually give you some charts so you can look at the different pronouns for anta, anti, hum, nahnu. And remember that you don't necessarily need to have a pronoun before the verb, as long as the verb is conjugated. So, for example, ana askun is kind of redundant. You're saying, I live, right? Sometimes you put the ana in there, you know, depending on the context. But in general, you could just say askun, and it's I live. The book gives a good suggestion when it says, once you know the stem of any verb, you can easily derive the correct conjugation. And that's right. Once you figure out what those main important letters are, you can add the prefixes on for any pronoun. Let's look at some examples on the next page, page 57. At the top, they give you a box for the verb afail. Now, you should get used to seeing the fa, ayn, and lam together in the verb afail, and huwa yafail, hiya tafail, because we're going to see this a lot in different contexts. Now, the verb here in this box actually means to do in modern standard Arabic, but it's also used as just kind of a generic pattern verb to show you different patterns. All right, in the charts below, those are fully conjugated verbs for you to look through and memorize. So if I wanted to say simply something like, I live here, he lives there, you know how to do it. Ana askun fi wilayat Arizona. Wa walidi yaskun fi wilayat Virginia. But how do we negate the present tense? Well, fortunately, this chapter, next page, it's introduced to us. And I mentioned it before in one of the podcasts, it's really easy to negate present tense in modern standard Arabic. All you do pretty much is add a la before the verb. So the last sentence that I said, if I wanted to negate that, ana la askun fi wilayat Arizona, ana askun fi wilayat California, wa waladi la yaskun fi wilayat Virginia, huwa yaskun fi wilayat New York. Let's look at some examples in Tamrin Saba, drill 7. The first column that they have there on the right, they want you to use the verb to live. So the example is Maha taskun fi New York. Now let's look down two lines at Walidit Maha. So there's an idafa, remember, Walidit Maha. And then they want you to conjugate the verb for Walidit Maha, which I'm not going to do. But let's pretend it's Walid Maha. I'll do that one. Walid Maha yaskun fi New York. I don't know if that's right. I can't remember where he lives. But the verb is right. Walid Maha yaskun. So if we're talking about her dad, that's what it is. But what about Walidit Maha? Okay. What about if we look over at the next column? They want you to use the verb to teach, darrasa. So the first example there, zaujatuhu. Okay? So what are we doing here? What does this mean? It's got a pronoun suffix ending on it, right? So his wife. So what do we conjugate the verb for? We still conjugate it for she. His wife, she teaches, right? Jayid. And the example gives you huwa, yudarris. So hiya is pretty close. Okay, moving on to Tamrin Ashra, drill 10. Find out, or ask your colleagues. Interview your zumala. See if you can find 3 people in the class who do the following. Now, be warned that there are multiple verbs that you have not learned formally yet, so your teacher needs to help you with this drill. But let's look at one that you do know, like number one. So you could ask, are you always traveling? Is this a yes-no question? Are you always traveling? Yes, it is. So what do we need to use at the beginning? How? That's right. Okay, but I'm not going to translate this, but I will say, I will ask a question. Are you always studying? Okay? هل أنت تدرس دائماً? So now you can just switch the verbs. But I will give you the verb for number three, to eat. So if you want to say أنت eat, you eat, أنت تأكل. Okay, so how can we make this into a question? Do you eat before class? هل تأكل? Before class? Well, before is one of the new vocabulary words, right? So just put that word before the class, الصف, and you'll have it. This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook الكتاب في تعلم العربية, Part 1, Second Edition, by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud Al-Batal, and Abbas Atonsi. From Georgetown University Press.